Time is 7:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The Louisiana Department of Transportation has closed part of I-49 North in Shreveport between MLK and Myra Murtis Road due to winter weather conditions. An alternate route is U.S. Highway 71. Medical marijuana. Louisiana officials are still moving along with its development despite the recent dictate on federal marijuana prosecutions issued by U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Ashley Mullins is coordinator with the LSU Ag Center, which oversees the growing operations in the state. She tells us what impact this might have on Louisiana's program.
Well, we are aware of the memo that was rescinded by Jeff Sessions, and to be honest, we're not really sure how that is going to affect our program, and we are monitoring it for potential impact and just staying in contact with our regulatory agencies here in the state and local governmental representatives, just waiting to see how and if it will impact our program. So right now, we're just waiting and trying to see.
Have you received any direct contact from any state law enforcement agencies or any agencies with jurisdiction over marijuana laws in Louisiana?
No, other than what our U.S. attorney was quoted in the paper, we haven't heard from anyone directly regarding this matter.
Acting U.S. Attorney Corey R. Amundson, who oversees federal prosecutors in Louisiana's Middle District, issued a statement earlier this week saying that marijuana cases handled by his office typically involve violence, individuals with significant criminal histories, and or large-scale unregulated trafficking. So by that statement, it would appear that for now the Louisiana State Medical Marijuana Program would not be the focus of any investigation made by his office. Help people understand the difference between the Louisiana Medical Marijuana Program and, say, recreational marijuana programs that are legal in other states.
We are calling our program the Therapeutic Cannabis Program to kind of remove ourselves from those pre-existing notions that set us apart from a recreational state, because Louisiana is strictly medical, and we are providing medication to patients of Louisiana.
You know, we saw a lot of news stories about California's early medical marijuana program where people could contact a doctor online and do a Skype chat and get a prescription for marijuana for something as simple as tennis elbow or simple pain management. Is it going to be that easy for people in Louisiana to get a pot prescription?
You have to have a certain debilitating condition. There's 10 of those conditions. They can be found on our website, where a patient would go to their doctor and receive a recommendation for medication.
So a patient has to have at least one of 10 conditions. Is pain one of those conditions?
One of the things that sets us apart from other states is our disease state that we do not have on our list is pain, general pain. And that was due to a concern that you would be able just to walk into one of these dispensaries and get a therapeutic cannabis recommendation for any ailment you were having. You know, back when the legislation was created, pain was left off of the list, which has a mixed reaction.
And before we go, which agencies are going to oversee all of this?
Our regulatory agency is the Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry, and the other two regulatory agencies are the Louisiana Board of Pharmacy, which will administer the dispensary pharmacies, and then the Louisiana State Board of Medical Examiners, which will then govern the physicians.
That was Ashley Mullins with the LSU Ag Center. Current weather is 25 degrees and clear. This is Red River Radio News.